Mogu na irani shea.
We're grateful to the Lord to be in His presence. And I know you did not come looking for silver or gold. But you come looking to Him.
Amen.
Because we can do nothing without Him. He is our joy. And He is the reason for us being Him. We ask that He comes and blesses each one of us.
And
whatever you are hungering for, He promised that you can be filled.
If
we are told in the scriptures, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And on His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. I believe that the fivefold ministry is God's channel to bring pleasure to His people. Through them, they bring much stimulation that stimulates our souls, feed our hearts, and strengthen us. Therefore, we ask, dear Father, let your anointing come upon your servants, upon your people, that you will have the preeminence. We commit the pastor. We commit the elders. We commit the hearers. In your great hands. Bless us now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Before I greet you, I just want you to read a portion of scripture for us. John 5, John 15, 24. John
15, 24.
John 15, 24. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had seen, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father.
Denyeme wo to siwo amereke me wo po le wo to me ola ne nu ho me le wo o ke azola wo ko eye wo le mi akle fofo nge ha de fu me.
May God add a blessing not only to the reading of this word, but to the hearing and the understanding. Please, you may be seated. I just want to greet you and say thank you for inviting us to come. When a pastor invites someone to come to his pulpit, when a pastor invites someone to his pulpit, it's actually an act of trust. So we pray tonight that we would be a blessing and that we will do no harm. And that when we leave here, we'll leave here better men and better women. Closer drawn to the Lord. and even more strength and more strengthened. I want to thank Brother Innocent. My spirit really likes him. And I feel very comfortable with his spirit. And I'm thankful for his name. Brother Innocent. This is Brother Not Guilty.
We'll
be grateful to have Brother Valfred with us. It's the first Togonese friend that I have. And over the years, I've grown to know that he's a man of great a man of great righteousness.
A very upright
man.
And
a very faithful servant of
God.
And he knows much of my doctrines. So if there's questions, you can ask him. I want to thank Brother Jerome for inviting us. And I want to thank Brother Louis. Pastor Louis. For just really being a blessing to us. Brother Louis Church.
In South Africa.
Has invested thousands of dollars in this ministry. To take the gospel around the world. God richly reward him. So I am told that you are a young group. But a very big appetite. I think that's a very good testimony. And over the years, the Lord has used us to help establish groups around the world. Some small groups and some very large groups. And I've learned over the years, God always have a provided way. And seeing that I work as an apostle, if pastor does not mind, I would like to share some of the experiences that I've learned over the years on how to establish a message church. An apostolic message church. Evangelists have their way to establish. Even some teachers and lots of pastors. But I believe the job of establishing works. With the office of apostles. That is why in the Bible, when Stephen had found a group,
Steve
and had a and was working with a group.
Eye unoto won kle hatutu adela.
He called for the apostles to come.
And your apostle obenaba.
I believe that's the Bible order.
Because the many Bible pedodula.
So a pastor doesn't mind.
And then a pastor ma defuneola.
I can take another subject.
Ma.
I can take another subject.
Watengwato tanya bubode.
But I feel that since you are a young group. To show how apostolically a church is established.
Amen.
And I believe how you start determines how you end. Shall we begin? The Lord is looking for rainbow trout.
Maula ele akpa yoke nye anye vopakpa jim.
Is that what you are, rainbow trout?
Denye anye vopakpa wa.
Not any kind of man can catch a rainbow trout. She's a covenant fish. You have to be taught how to fish for her. That is what the Lord told the apostles. I will teach you to fish. Did not the Lord taught Peter how to fish? And then Peter pulled in 2,000. He pulled in on the day of Pentecost. That was fishing. Who taught Peter to fish? Was it Peter's father?
Pietro,
or was it the Lord that taught him to fish? And today, God wants to catch the rainbow trout. He wants to catch the bride. And he came again today and said to a prophet, I'll teach you to fish. The same God in this hour teaching a man how to fish. And he explained the fishing for the rainbow trout. It will take 3 pulls. The prophet did not follow the instructions. Because he made a pull in the second pull. He tried to set the hook in the second pull. And when he pulled the line, there was no rainbow trout. He caught a little fish. You see, in his mind, he saw all these great men. Ern Baxter. Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Gordon. A lot of these great men. Brother Jack Moore.
Brother Agen Bride.
Brother Collins. Brother Williams. These were great men. And under the first and second pull. They were all guarded. The prophet thought if he makes a pull, he will catch these big fish. But they were big in the prophet's eyes. But in you You are the big fish.
The
bride is the big fish. You are the rainbow
trout.
And the angel rebuked him. Because you catch the rainbow trout. You have to follow supernatural instructions. The prophet had to follow supernatural instructions to catch the rainbow trout. Therefore, I say to you, to catch a rainbow trout and to establish a rainbow trout must be under supernatural instructions.
Amen.
We cannot follow the pattern of denomination. She must be able to come under the supernatural instructions.
Amen.
Because she is God's covenant fish. I want you to notice. When the angel came to the prophet, he said, I'll teach you to fish. He said, I'll give you three poles. And the third pole will catch the rainbow trout. Not the first pole. Not the second pole. But the third pole. If the third pole, if you are caught by the first pole, if you are caught by the second pole, then you are not rainbow trout. The master will have to throw you back into the
sea.
It is the third pole that catches the rainbow trout. I want you to notice. When the angel came to the prophet, he said, as Moses was given two signs, your ministry will be given two signs. I want you to notice. What was the first sign? The first sign was divine healing. It was a universal gift that took divine healing around the world. He said, what was the first pull for? To attract attention. He meant to attract attention to all the little fish. Not the big fish. All the little fish will get attracted to the ministry of divine healing. But that's not the bride. That can't catch bride. What was the pull for? To attract the world to one man. What was the second pull? To attract attention that somebody was with this man.
Johannes Paul Baleta Topupi Eve. A messiava a ball is a man. A yo pronebana, rabbi, mienya bana, nusiana, negeto, mofa, and labana, a mea de keman, and one watches his own, and one a o, naming him my willy plea o.
Now, Brother Branham's ministry is in parallel to Jesus' ministry.
Yes.
In parallel to Jesus' ministry. Jesus also had a first pull.
Yes.
And it attracted attention. A lot of people came. And I want you to notice the prophet. That
began
a worldwide revival. And people were coming to the revival. I want you to notice. Just like Nicodemus. He was a secret believer. He came by night. But I want you to notice what he said. Master, we know you are a man sent from God. But he was a believer. He was a rainbow trout. He was not looking at the miracles. The world was following the miracles. The world was seeing the healing. But Nicodemus was seeing that no one can do this. Lest God be with him. Nicodemus was seeing he was a man sent from God. In other words, when they were looking at what the man was doing, the believer was looking at who was with the man. The world was looking at what the man was doing. But Nicodemus, the believer, the rainbow trout, he was looking real who was with the man. And he said, no man can do this thing. Therefore, he knew it was God in the man. That's the first step. Don't follow this for the miracles. Don't follow it because of divine healing. Follow it because of who is with the man. Because the man might fail you. But the God with the man will never fail you. Being attracted to a man. The other saw gifts. The other was looking at the results. But the believer, the rainbow trunk, was looking at a man sent from God. Watch carefully. What did the angel tell the prophet? He said, if you could get the people to believe you, they were looking to believe in divine healing. They were looking to believe in the gift. But the angel wanted the rainbow child to believe in the man. Why? Because God wants to establish that this man is sent to guide you. This man is sent to lead you. And only if you have confidence in the man, then you will follow the man.
Amen.
If you could get the angel to believe you,
what
was the two signs given for? To attract attention to the gifts or to the man and the man that was with him. No man can do these things lest God be with him. Why do you believe this message? Because of divine healing. What do you believe? Because that's your first step in establishing a church. What attracted you?
Amen.
I want you to look.
Amen.
The angel said, I'm
going to
give you two signs. I want you to notice in Exodus chapter
3.
God appeared to Moses. God supernaturally appeared to Moses. And he said, I am the God of thy fathers. And I have come down. And I'm sending you. And Moses said, in the fourth chapter, he said, they will not believe me.
Oh.
Why was the two signs given to the prophet? For the rainbow trout to believe him. Moses said, they will not believe me. For they will say, the Lord did not appear unto me. The same thing with William Branham. They will not believe an angel appeared to him. And God told Moses, I will give you two signs. What's the two signs? God is sending two signs with the power of God. What was the power of God to do? For you to believe in the man. To believe in divine healing is good. To believe in the gift is good. But the purpose of the gift was to believe in the man.
Amen.
Amen. Why?
Look at that.
Why would God want you to believe in a man?
Look at the man who is a
man. Because man is God's agent. One man. God sent to Egypt.
Yeah,
to deliver a people. To catch rainbow trout. To deliver a people. What is it called? The two signs.
It's
written in Luke
21:27. Look at tabla before the key. 21. Bravo for the cap 27. Bravo the cap, bravo for Adre.
Back to
him.
No, I don't.
Okay. Hey, Ekema, Wakbo, I'm a Betovi. La, Wakbona, le Alelipo, me. Ple Muse, Ple Mutikoke, Gede.
The Son of Man.
I'm a Betovi, la.
You'll see the Son of Man coming in power. What power? The power of two signs. A first pole and a second pole to attract your attention to the miracles. To the sign. That might be good. But to the man.
Amen.
To the man.
Amen.
so that you could believe in the man. And by believing in the man, you will believe in the ministry. You'll believe in the man. You'll believe in the ministry. And these two signs is to attract you to the man, because God is going to use this man to speak a message to you. Watch carefully. That's why we call it the message. We call it the end time message. Not from a man. God's message to you, the rainbow trout. God was attracting your attention to the mouth of God. Because a prophet is the mouth of God. That's what God wanted to attract you to. You don't believe this message because you understand it. We don't believe this message because it makes sense.
You
don't believe this message because you say it's true. We were so blind, we don't know what truth was.
Yes.
To establish a church. To establish a people. You need to have faith in the messenger. Because we don't have the ability to understand truth. If you did, why were you in denomination? If you understood truth, why were you in denomination? If you understand truth, then why did the preachers and the message were in denomination? Did the preachers in the message? Many of them were preaching in denomination. Many of them were pastors. Many of them were teachers. They had a Bible. Why they didn't know truth?
Amen.
We don't follow this message because we understand it. We don't follow it because we say it's truth. We follow it because God came down and said, "This is my mouth. And what comes out of it is my word." God is not looking for our approval to say it is true. He's not looking for our approval. If you're sitting here today, and you say, "I believe this message because it's the truth," you will fall away. Yes, somebody will come and show you alternative doctrine.
I'll show you
some contradictions. And what it will do for you. You are here because you understand. I am here because God picked this man. And I would say, "But where shall I go? Thou have the words of eternal life." When God calls a man, that man speaks the word of God. John 3:34.
John 3:34.
Platon vo ene. Ele gbogbo bana ela bana amasi mawu dola mawu fe nyawo muti wo fuanu lena. La bana manam gbogola le jijem nu nu o.
Who God sends?
Amai mawu dola.
Did he send Moses?
Ne wo do Moses ya.
Then he speaks a word of God. You don't need to say it's true or not true. It must be true. Whether I understand it or not, you can't move me from it. Because I am here not because I understand it. I am here because God's servant said it. That's how God wants us to believe.
Amen.
A man and his message is one.
Amen.
And God could prove to you this is my prophet. If that is God's prophet, then that's God's message. I don't have to figure out if it's true or not. That's your first step. To know whether or not you establish apostolic. That's how a believer is established. That's how a message church is established. That's why the angel told him, I'll give you two signs. Get the people to believe you. Not to believe the Bible. They have the Bible all the time. He never gave him a message to attract your attention. He never gave you a message to believe in the man. He never gave you a message to believe in the man. He gave you two signs to believe in the man.
And
why do you believe in the man? Because no man could do these things. John 15:24.
Then you may walk, does you may walk, I may never come and walk, but le, what do my wula? Then no woman le womu o, ke asola woke way, eh, what le me a play for me, the fume.
What's Jesus?
He said, me quiet, sir.
He said, if I had not done the works,
ever then you may walk, does
the miracle,
and no kunu o.
The signs that no other man can do. He said, if I didn't do that, you will have no sin. But because you saw me do it, and you still will not follow me, your sin remains with you. Why were they to follow Jesus? Because he was preaching the truth. Because his doctrine was true. Even the apostles following him couldn't understand him. So why were they following him? They could hardly understand him. He spoke in parables. Why were they following him? Because they saw this man do things that only God can do. Therefore, God was with him. We follow this. We follow him. We follow the Son of Man. We follow this prophet. Because God vindicated him.
What
does it mean to vindicate? God came down and did things through him to show that this is God's servant. This is my prophet.
The
God that do that for the Pope.
He
not God's servant. Did he do it to Billy Graham? That's not God's prophet. Did he do it to Oral Roberts? Did he do it to Jacko? Did he do it to Aaron? But he did it to this man. This man. Who is this man? He's the Holy Spirit to us. His ministry parallels Jesus. If you were living in the days of Jesus, then when he goes away, the apostle will establish you the same way. Because many of you came in, like many preachers, they came in from denomination, very excited,
brought
a baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus. Eve didn't eat an apple. Eve did not eat an apple. The mighty angel come down. They're coming under all these mysteries. They didn't come in right. You have to come in the way the angel told you to come in.
Please come again.
The Lord descended.
All
these great mysteries.
Mysteries.
Many people came in. Even preachers came in. Because of the mysteries. Because Eve didn't eat an apple. Water baptism is the name of the Lord Jesus. Not entitled. And because he spoke these things, people start following him. Now they're falling away. That's not the way God established a
believer.
I say we must follow the instructions by the angel. Because he know how to establish Rainbow
Trump.
Acts 2:22.
Listen.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes, Nazareth.
Who is he? He is the prophet Moses spoke of. He's what? He's the prophet Moses spoke of. The Lord thy God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. How were the people to know he was a prophet? The same way Israel was to know Moses was a prophet.
Because
Moses did things in Egypt that no priest could do. And he is saying, God will raise up a prophet like unto me. And since God don't change, Since God does not change. How was you to know Jesus of Nazareth was that prophet? Look at the last spell. Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes, Nazareth.
A man approved of God. Brother Branham took that word approved. And he interprets a man vindicated by God. How did God vindicate Jesus was that prophet? By signs and wonders and miracles that no other man can do. You don't need a message to believe he's a prophet. Moses did not have a message until he brought them to the mountain of God. Then God thundered. And then God gave him a message. So how can you say you believe the message? Because it's true. Because you understand it. That's an insult to God. That is saying you know what truth is. If you know what truth is, why were you in denomination? If the preachers are following this message, because it's the truth, because it's the Bible, why weren't they following it before the man came? You believe this because God approved them. And God is not looking for your approval. If you see it, then it's the grace of God. If you don't see it, therefore your sin remains with you. Until you come in the right way, until you come in under the supernatural instructions, unless you come under the understanding of why you are here, you can fall away anytime. Because you are here as long as you understand. What about when the preacher preaches something you don't understand? What happens when he preaches something you understand? Then this preacher visits. And preach something contrary to that.
Hey, yo, Glonana, you can't cheat the new week of Glonchi.
What you gonna do then?
Look how we're gonna burn our house.
You must come in right if you're rainbow trout.
Elaba na fanyue le monyue toji na enya anye wopa.
Any church.
Hey, hammer the shade.
Any work.
Hey, dosia do.
That is not established by the way the angel wanted you to believe.
Hey, ma ayoma dwe ani le moyike dolala jibana nya kwese
nula. Means you are not rainbow trout.
Akama manye anye wopa wele
kuma. Means something else caught you.
Ela etia ben mubuade de.
To catch rainbow trout, you must follow the angel's instruction completely. Let's look and see in the Bible why they believe Jesus. John chapter 6. John
6:14.
You
want to talk about it?
wo gblɔ bena vavã ame sia nye nyagblɔɖila si gbɔna de xixia me.
John
6:14.
He said they believed
when they
seen the sign Jesus did.
And they said, is this not the prophet?
Did he have a message?
Did they
believe because he had a message?
Did
they believe because he was revealing trumpets?
Or
seals?
Or
mysteries?
Because
of the signs God was doing
through him. Did
not Jesus say,
if
you don't believe me,
never continue saying,
then believe in the works.
Because no man could do this
work
unless
God be with
him.
Hallelujah.
John 7:31.
They said many believe on him. Why? Because of his doctrine?
No.
They said, when Christ comes, will he do more signs?
And
if you take the life of William Branham,
follow
every sign and every vision,
he did more
than Jesus and Moses put together. I want to ask you, Why would God do miracles? And sign and wonders. And we have no message. When the prophet also
talked,
signs and wonders follow the word. But with a prophet, the word comes, the signs and wonders comes first, then the word. For us preachers, signs and wonders follow the word. But for a prophet, signs and wonders come first. Then the word. Watch Luke 1 and 1. Notice carefully. All that Jesus began to do. And then teach. Not teach and then do. Do. And then teach. That's God provided way. Come down to our prophet. Given two signs to do.
Then.
Two signs to do. And the third pole. To see.
Amen.
To teach.
This
is God's way. If you believe it because of the message. What happens when you can't understand the message? When somebody comes and say, hey, look.
Where's the wrong bear prophecy?
When they come and say there's no record of 16 men falling to their deaths in
the
Ohio River. When they say the cloud was a jet. The cloud from a jet. What happens when the devil comes to say those things? You believe them?
And I apologize. You say,
or did you believe because God vindicated you?
Alone, I apologize.
You have to be established right. To stand the wings of the devil. When you are established the way the angels said to me, nobody can move you. Now let's examine. What happens when God vindicates a man?
Look at John.
The power in a man's ministry is to prove the man is sent from God. That's what the power on the man is. God is proving this is my man. And to prove that I am with him, he will do things that no other man can do. Like Moses. Like Jesus. Like Daniel. Like this prophet. Like Paul. God don't change. For you to believe the man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now let's go to John
13:20.
Ke
relato de wo le amesiwo yina beto ke tra le nkeke nye dupe la dome amesiwo va Filipo bo sito betaida le Galilea la bo eye
John
that okay 13:20 okay Malakul 12. Sorry, 20. Va va. Amesi kwa amesi ke me do dala nye uho.
Amen.
Eye amesi komla e kwa amesi domda.
Amen.
So how are you supposed to know who he sent?
Eke malake welo waganya me yodora.
Who he sends,
Amen.
He identifies him with power.
Amen.
Not with truth.
Amen.
We don't know what truth is.
Amen.
You have the Bible. Did you know what truth is?
Amen.
To say that, to say,
Amen.
You know a man is sent because he speaks the truth. It's to say you know what truth is. If you know what truth is, why were you following all denominational lies? You see, it is proud. You believe you have the ability to know truth. But you have the ability to believe lies and reject truth. That's our nature. You say, is that true? We are born in sin. Shaped in iniquity.
Come.
To say you know what truth is, is to say that I was never deceived by a lie. Are you willing to say that? If you know what truth is, then you don't need the Holy Ghost. You don't need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says, only when you're born again can you see and understand the Word of God.
Amen.
So the only way to know who God sent is when God identifies him in power. That's what the angel was telling the prophet. I'm
going to
give you these two signs. And that is how they'll know I send you.
And
that's how you'll get them to believe in you.
Because
if they don't believe you,
they
don't believe me.
Watch
the scripture.
Whosoever
receiveth whom I
send,
receive me.
Amen.
To reject Moses
was
to reject
Jehovah.
To reject William Branham,
is
to reject Jesus.
Jesus.
Do you accept William Branham?
William Branham.
Why?
Look at that.
Why?
Look at that.
Why do you believe him?
Look at that. What you say?
Why do you believe he's sent from God?
Look at that. What's the number of that?
Why?
Look at that.
Because he speaks the truth.
Eling at the first blom taya.
Because he reveals mysteries.
Eling ngalau dem siataya.
Why?
Look at that.
And you get that right.
Ne ekpoma de jojwe ekpemi sogbala.
Then God knows you're established right.
Ekama maunya ba wotuo de aninwe.
Your foundation is right.
Wa for wa gomodokwe asese.
The church is ready now.
Ekama hamia te wazon.
All the winds could come.
Ya de sada te wapo.
You can't move.
Ma va gbede gbede.
You know God sent it.
Ela ba nyaba maudona.
Amen.
Eta ni le kurongwe.
Look.
Look at.
10.
Eta wo. Look up at my tao, we are there. Look up at my tao, we are there. Tao, we are there. A messy do a to me la, ne would do a to. Eye amesi gbe ami la nge o bana ke amesi le gbe yem la ele amesi dom dala gbem.
He that believeth in whom I sent,
may God amen my daughter Jesus
believe in me.
Nge di o kose.
Amen. And you believe in William Branham?
Ne ko William Branham Jesus.
You're not only accepting him.
Manye de ko ele hom o.
You're saying, I believe in Jesus. And if you despise him, you despise the one who sent him. You reject him. Put him out your church.
Just
put him Christ on the outside. Knocking. Trying to get in. You see now?
John
12:44-48.
Yesu doli eye oglobana amesi khwajinye senala menye jinye hom wole lesesem o ke bom amesi dom dala jie. Nye yuji blabavo blanavo aton eye amesi le poye mula ele amesi dom dala po nye nye la kekeli menye vahik yame bena amesi yame si kwa jinye sena la nan no vivitime man no vivitime o plito eye ne amyele si anye nyao eye metira wodo ola nye medroa vonwi o ela bena nye mevabe madro von kikyame o ke bumbena made hikyame amesile gbeyem eye mekwa nye nyawo ola ekpo ame si le bonu dromi nya si megblola eya ke la dro bonui le nuwu nkeke la.
He that believeth in me,
amen, God, you, sir,
believeth not on me, but him that sent me. He that believeth on William Branham, is not believing on him, but him that sent
me.
When you see William Branham, when you see Jesus, he said, you are not seeing me, you're seeing him that sent me.
Amen.
Why?
Look at that.
Because God is invisible.
Ella bana maula mapo makwai.
Amen. Therefore,
Eata.
The first step
afodofa bato
is to believe
enye bana hose
that God sent him.
Ba mau dera
that he is God's mouth.
Ba enye mau fonu.
Now that you're convinced that he sent.
Menye bana eso ike e fonya foda manu ba wo do era di.
Once you believe that he is God's man, you begin to show him respect.
As on Luca, Elabana, Debubu,
Elmazon. And respects in the Bible,
Elibu, Debia, Mamula, Biblama,
is called the fear of the Lord.
What you are, Biblama, Ben, Mamu, Fofo.
And today, if I might not be too presumptuous,
Psalms 34:11. Tabla ton vo en pupu vi de ke hien toi jata viwo.
That's that.
Yes.
Okay. Hien toi jata viwo eye doa voa wo ke amesi wo tia Yehowa la ke si non noa de ke me hien wo. Oh.
Come.
Where?
I want to teach you about the fear of the Lord. Because that what was the angel was teaching the prophet. By these two signs, they will believe that you are my prophet. The angel was teaching them how to get respect from the people. The fear of the Lord is to respect who God sends. And when you respect him, when you honor him, and you say that is God's prophet, that's God's mouth, and you begin to show respect, then the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom.
Bena mau vovo,
beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Hey. You want to be the wise virgin? Find a man God sent.
Amen.
And watch at his mouth.
Hey, Psalms 16:23. David Aden Kupi Blah Voton. Salomon, David a dit blanc.
16:23.
Très. Non. 16:23. Proverbe. Ok, l'ododo. L'ododo. A dit plus blanc. nu gomese la pe chi nana ebe nu jia nunya ebe nu jia nunya eye ebe nu yo jia nu fia me de echi
the heart of the wise
nu gomese la pe chi
who's the wise
there's
only one wise
nu gomese la de kakwi nala de kakwi
and that's god
eye enye mau
And the heart of God, the source of all wisdom, teaches his mouth. Who is his mouth? The prophet is his mouth. It is God. The wise God. Teaching his prophet wisdom. And out of his mouth. Will come the wisdom of God. To make a wise virgin. Not a foolish virgin. You want a wise virgin. Then you have to be established. Apostolically. The way that the early church was established. The way God established Israel. The way God established the early church. How Paul established the Ephesian church. That's how you establish. To go outside that pattern is to go back to the mother system. Go back to the harlot system. Go back to the denomination of daughters. They have their way to establish church. But you are not church. You are bride. Only the angel can establish you. We have to follow supernatural instructions to establish you. You are rainbow trout. You are God's covenant fish. And God will not give credit to any man to catch you. The real fisherman is not the prophet. The real fisherman is not Peter. The real fisherman is God himself. God has caught you. God was drawing you to himself. That's a fisherman. What time
is close?
Okay, 10 minutes. Let me show you the power that comes to a church when it's established apostolically. That's what your faith is being turned back to. Malachi 4 takes you back to apostolic
father.
Apostolic teaching. That is how the church is established.
Watch carefully.
When you show respect to God's servant, because God sent him, if he is sent, he becomes John 3:34.
He
read it already. Who God sent speaks the word of God.
Watch
carefully. So the man who God sent becomes your leader. You have found God's leadership.
Ẹ̀pọ̀ máa ń fẹ́ àmọ̀pọ̀pọ̀.
And He's there to guide you.
Ẹyẹ ẹlẹ àti máa bẹ náà wà fi àmọ̀ o.
To lead and to guide.
Ẹyẹ àpọ̀ àfi àmọ̀ o.
He's there to teach you.
Ẹlẹ àti máa bẹ wà fi àmọ̀ o.
Therefore, He is the Holy Spirit to you.
Ẹ̀kẹ́ máa zù gbọ̀gbọ̀gbọ̀gbọ̀ náà.
Follow Him.
Àpọ̀lọ̀ ló la.
Is to follow the Holy Spirit.
Ẹyẹ àpọ̀lọ̀ gbọ̀gbọ̀gbọ̀gbọ̀ ló.
So you found leadership.
Ẹ̀kẹ́ máa ẹ̀pọ̀. Amọ̀pọ̀pọ̀.
You found a guide.
Ẹ̀pọ̀ ẹ̀mọ́fíàlà.
You found a teacher.
Ẹ̀pọ̀ olúfíàlà.
And then since God sent this man.
Ẹyọ ǹyẹ́mẹ́ máa wẹ̀ tọ́ ọmọ yẹn àtàlà.
God don't send two men.
Ẹyẹ máa wẹ̀ tọ́ náà mọ̀ bọ̀ ọ́ la.
When this man speaks.
Ní àmọ́ yà fọnu la.
He becomes your absolute.
Ẹ̀zù wò tọ́dọ̀ pé.
Amen.
He becomes your absolute.
Ẹ̀zù wò tọ́dọ̀ pé.
And you don't listen to anyone else.
Ẹyẹ màá ká tó tó àmọ́ gbogbo ọ̀dẹ́ kẹ́rin.
Because he has a certain sound.
Ẹ̀pọ̀ ẹgbẹ́ ike alo ẹgbẹ́ didi ike mẹ kọ.
Everyone else.
Ẹnu anu gbogbo ọ̀dẹ́ sí ẹ̀dẹ́.
Is an uncertain sound.
Ẹnyẹ ẹgbẹ́ ike mẹ mẹ kọ.
This man becomes your absolute.
Àmọ́ yẹn a tọ́ sùn wo tọ́ ló fẹ́ la.
What does an absolute do?
Ẹnu ká tọ́ ló fẹ́ wọ̀ náà.
Standard. And a standard.
Is a
standard of righteousness.
As
long as you are saying what he said.
You
are standing on an absolute. And that is righteousness. And
you're
using that absolute to judge everything you hear.
Everything
you see. You're using it to judge. Therefore, you are found a judge. And you're using that to judge all things. That word. That message. Becomes a filter. It begins to filter everything. And you begin to judge all your actions by that word.
Amen.
Amen. You are so convinced. That this man is sent from God.
But now my way to Amayada.
You can believe from the heart. You are so convinced. You can bear the reports for the world.
But now
if you have not caught on yet.
Ne omokole ove harola.
Those are titles of the messages.
Emma onye bedasio petanyao.
To believe from the heart.
Because
God vindicated.
You
don't care if they call you a cult.
You
can bear the reproach for the
world.
Amen.
Amen.
You are not ashamed of the gospel. What is it? You begin to manifest the very titles of the message in your life.
The
word wants to become flesh in you. And you're not trying. You're not putting an effort. It's just automatic. Why? Because you are convinced.
Amen.
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 You have found God's only provided way for today. You found God only acceptable way.
Did he preach
certain sound? Did he preach certain absolute?
And you
said, I give you the
pattern.
And since the man
that
God sends represent Jesus, and God only puts his name in his son,
and
the man God said represent Jesus,
and God
will only accept worship where he chooses to put his name.
And
God will only accept worship under the ministry of Jesus.
Why? Because
the messenger brings the message of truth.
And you can't worship
without spirit and truth.
This is that
you have found God's only provided place of worship.
And since that man
represents
Jesus,
Jesus is the mercy seat. And the mercy seat is sprinkled with blood. When that man is speaking, it is the blood speaking.
And
as the blood speaks, it is calling your name. The blood calls your name.
And
then when you come, it washes you. The washing of the water by the word. And you're being cleansed.
The washing of the water by the way.
That is how a church is established. It's not established by mysteries. It's not established by seven thunders. It is established by following the angel's supernatural instruction.
What do come anyi be le maudola fe nufiame poklodo me?
It is not followed by conduct, order, and doctrine.
Menge mado nufia pakle kakla banono.
It is not established. It's not established by don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. You have to catch the fish first. Then you clean the fish. You don't try to clean the fish. And you haven't really caught it.
It
will slip out your hands and go back in the water. Catch the fish. Let me say this. Not everybody could be bride. To be bride, it's an honor. Therefore, if you are called, no, it's an honor. Many will try to be bride. Many will dress like bride. Many will to keep the rules as bride. But dressing like a judge doesn't make you a judge. But if you are a judge, you dress like a judge. You are bride. Then it's a joy for you to honor your husband, to honor the word, and to live to please him. Why? Because he honors you. Of all the women, of all the churches, he called your name.
Bless
the people.